are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
See, yeah, it's, yeah, Chip is, I'm rarely having sex.
I mean, and Jason's trying. He's like coming into the room and being like, drill, baby, drill. And I'm not even getting
you that doesn't yet. Even do it for you?
No, probably.
Him saying Trump's oil catchphrase?
Drill, baby, drill. Yeah, no, we don't even call it fucking in my house. We call it fracking, which is probably why I'm not having
it. Make the earth shake.
I'm having earthquakes. And
I get those precious juices from down under.
It's not natural.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what I say when we have anal sex. That's not natural.
That's not natural.
But there's not that there's anything wrong with that.
God didn't give women a prostate for a reason.
What does it do?
A prostate?
No, sex.
I mean,
what does a prostate do? Why do you sound so much like prostitute?
These are the deep questions. I don't know what like a function a prostate really serves other than like you can stimulate it. Like anally, and
yeah, I know,
it causes pleasure. But I don't know like what it does in the body. I mean, maybe it's like something like a filtration thing for pee.
Is it like a appendix kind of like
vestigial?
Although I don't know if like you can come if someone like stimulates your appendix.
No. I mean, I haven't tried.
I don't know where they are.
The thing is, you can't stimulate an appendix too much because then it could just.
This is how you think you would.
You know, it's very, it's a volatile organ. You know,
what's the point?
It's ready to pop at any time.
This is good content.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into it. So we're doing another deep dive on Aroni Gal by popular request. Very popular. She's very popular with many eligible bachelors. I will get into some of the list. Some of them are big names. We are talking about Sonia Morgan, the American TV personality, the star of Roni since season 2 to season 13, which is the last season that we recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also, in her own words, an event planner, a model actress, a former socialite, a hostess, a toaster oven enthusiast, voted best comedienne at the Real Housewives Awards 4 times. I did not know there were Real Housewives Awards. I feel like a bad fan.
No, I didn't know there were awards. And even though we didn't realize it as deep as we are into the lore and everything, it does make a ton of sense that Sonia's won this many times. I can't think of a better...
Funnier on purpose, gal.
When she dressed as Lucille Ball, I was like,
that's her. She is.
Where's the costume?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
What's the costume, honey? She was stuffing chocolate in her mouth. Hilarious. Mm-hmm.
And what is really interesting about Sonia, you know, it's like she's a little bit of an open book. There's only a few things she's kind of close-mouthed about, which we're going to get into the truth about those, like her divorce. A lot of people know the story behind that, but we'll just really get into the breakdown because she claims, perfectly nice divorce, really boring, we're on great terms, and yet we never see her husband, her kid barely sees her husband. He seems, I mean, it seems like they're dead to him, right? Even though he's the one who's practically dead. He's like 9 years old, pushing daisies.
Yeah, no, he's been practically dead since they got married.
Mm-hmm.
And their divorce papers, I think, do you think she ever called them the Morgan letters?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Don't touch
no
those.
One could touch her divorce papers. So we'll get into that. We'll get into a little bit about why her fashion line was so sketchy on the show, where it was like
my fingers are sausages. Okay, what?
Oh, Sam, I had to take off my rings because I'm so swollen. Bloat is something that Sonia dealt with. She took water pills. We'll get too into that.
We will be taking them
ourselves.
Ourselves.
No. Because we saw what happened when she mixed them with liquor. She got really drunk. So we talk a lot about the three types of top tier housewives. Like number one is born for it, just a weirdo piece of work, unable to not be themselves, whether there's a camera on them or not. So that would be more like Ramona, Vicki Gunvalson, you know, Lisa Barlow. Like they're the same on camera or off. They're always a nightmare.
Right.
Number two is our grand dames, you know, our bigger than life personas.
Our Karens, our Ninis, our Luans.
Yes, our LVP. And then we've got number three, our scheming geniuses at reality TV.
Our drunks.
Well, or like, you know, like more like the Bethanys, you know, oh. Where it's like, or Tamaras, where it's like, they just are like the Queen's Gambit, but for making people scream and cry.
They're tipsy.
Yeah. Well, and then
I think that's never drunk. Sorry.
So I want to get into Sonia, where it's like the thing that's the biggest enigma to me is I think she's a number one. Like, I think it seems like she's the same off camera and on, where it's like, pretty much this, where it's like, if it's a season where she's really drunk, she's just repeating herself over and over again. It's kind of a nightmare, but she's still like this fun boozy floozy and like overall pretty nice to people, like, because she doesn't care about being the alpha. She's such a sub. She never goes after people. She never like picks a fight, but she also kind of thinks of herself as the grand dame when she's drinking. Mm-hmm. The smoky eyes, updos, and Stodd, talking about partying with John. You know, that's like when she gets drunk, she wants to be that, you know.
She longs for that life. She still, in her mind, has that life that she used to have.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, we'll get into it, but it seemed pretty good.
Mean, she was married to the guy who was in Weekend at Bernie's. That was her marriage.
Yeah, Bernie Morgan. Okay, so Sonia Tremont is her maiden name. She was born in Albany, New York, in 1963. Is it Tremont?
No, how did you say Albany?
Albany?
You said Albany.
Oh, Albany. Well, it's because she really grew up in Averill Park, but this is what she says on her Wikipedia, because it's Averill Park is like a, you know, suburb of Albany. Mm-hmm. Also, she says on her Wikipedia, she pretends to be descended from the, and I say her because I'm just pretty sure it is her who's updating it. She would say she is of German, English, and Luxembourgish ancestry. Yeah. And she claimed her ancestor, Nicholas Tremont, arrived in the U.S. sometime before 1880, but everyone I've looked at said, I didn't do the ancestry.com yet. I'll double check and come back. My free trial's out, but I'll go to a different Mormon site. But she, everyone's like, that's not true. She's not related to those Tremonts. And she also says on her Wikipedia that her dad and grandpa owned a lumber company, which generally that means money, money, money. But actually, it's just a lumber and hardware store that her brother now runs. It's still there. It might do really well, but it seems like she was middle class, maybe upper middle class. But unlike Ramona, who was very placed down, kind of like makes herself seem like she was lower middle class. Yeah. Sonia wants to be associated with, you know, she's more like Bethany, where
upstate.
Yes, she wants to be upstate. She wants to be fancy. She wants the pedigree, you know.
The pedigree of being from the center of Albany.
Right, from being like a Mayflower Tremont or whatever. So
my ancestors are Puritans.
The biggest flex.
What a flex.
What a flex.
It's so weird when people are like, why are
I'm
you
so American.
Why are you bragging about dead people in your family, weirdo?
That's always how I've been. Like, my mom, I would be like, where are we from for, like, family roots projects? And she's like, honestly, like, we're white. It's boring. Like, you should not be into any of it. It's really boring.
It's,
I'm like,
okay, stupid.
Yeah.
And by the way, researching it is the whitest thing ever.
Yes. It's so Mormon, TBH. Keeping the bloodlines pure.
Mm-hmm.
So Sonia entered beauty contests as a high schooler, but she usually only won Miss Congeniality, she said. Humble brag. And then once she says she got first runner up because she was the only girl who wore a bikini, which is just like, she's so on brand all the time, everything about her.
She was doing cabaret-esque for so many years.
Yeah, she invented the term, which we all know cabaret-esque took the world by storm.
Yeah, it's like we all say it all of the time.
Can't swing a cat without going to a cabaret-esque show, you know?
Seriously, there's a cabaret-esque at every corner.
Yep, RuPaul's Cabaret-esque Race, biggest show on television. So then she said she quit cheerleading at 14 to work cutting pizza for $1 an hour
Oh my
to
God.
Save up for college. So I guess sometimes she is like Yeah, I think she's talking about her work ethic.
Right. You know? And that is such a blue collar thing to do.
Yeah. And also a dollar an hour to work. Yeah. Like that's
to
nuts.
Work for money.
Yeah. Not what a real Tremont would do.
No.
So she went to community college and she worked at a club on the weekends and she would spot the wealthy Arabs who visited from Saratoga and make them her clients. She talks a lot about clients throughout these years. And I think she probably was an escort, like, is from everything she's saying, but she's just not saying that exactly.
I am going to have to respectfully disagree here.
Interesting.
Okay. I think that when she's saying clients, she's just a businesswoman. She's owning her own business.
But she didn't, she wasn't in a business at the time.
She's a businesswoman.
Okay.
It's none of your business.
Oh, I see what you did there.
It's none of your business.
So she was also, she did have a business where she was a fur coat model. Very okay. Betty Draper.
No, I'm sorry. I just had a pop what? Culture flashback. I'm sorry.
Mm. Mm. Do you want to?
It was about fur.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so Raven when you do that. It's so Raven. And like Ramona, she was into fur coats and she went to FIT and got her bachelor's in marketing, just like Ramona, even though Ramona said she was like the first ever to get the bachelor's as a woman.
I will talk about it.
Okay. All right.
Kanye West's wife at the Grammys?
Yes.
Okay. And now we said it. That was it. She wore a fur coat.
And then that.
And then did you see, like, stalking. She didn't want to take it off. They were, like, talking, and she's, like,
uncomfortable. Yeah. Oh.
She was, like, and he's just doing, like, he's, like, looking at her, like, you're doing it. And she did it, and then they were kicked out. Although, I did read that they weren't really kicked out, and it was a rumor that Don Lemon started, and I think that's the best part of the story. The worst part is that she had to reveal her body, probably against her will. Not great, but Don Lemon starting a rumor. I like
classic Don. It isn't a lemon party without old Don.
Listen, if we got to have a Don starting rumors in this country, let it be Mr. Lemons.
Word.
Anyway, Ramona is also an upstate girly.
Yeah, they have so much in common. Yeah. Like lately, Bethany's been on this tirade that like we actually weren't good friends before. And like, first of all, not only did Bethany and Sonia know each other, they had a lot in common. And then Sonia, we'll come to find out, has a lot in common with Luann too. So it's like there's just a lot of shared experiences.
I love a shared experience. What's going on with Bethany? I haven't had TikTok in weeks.
I mean, to be honest, I can't do that to myself. I mean, I guess I'll watch to update
not even
you.
For
but...
me. Can you do screen grabs for me?
Yeah. Okay. Michelle uninstalled TikTok when she thought it was going away, which it does seem like it is probably
Reddit,
now.
Yeah. Reddit said you need to delete an app that doesn't work. And was it the New York City influencer Snark Reddit? Maybe.
Oh, God, Michelle. You take advice from them after they were so rude to me?
Just IT advice. Just computer advice.
I can't believe it. I can't believe you're going to IT help to my nemesis.
Listen, they don't have a help desk on Reddit. I don't think that there's anybody that's on Reddit that knows anything.
There
about
is literally a TikTok help live chat on Reddit.
I think
at all times.
And they send you to the New York City influencer
sub. No, they do not. That's famously one of the worst subs.
Oh my God. Okay, well, it was a different one. It was the I'm a Catholic and a good girl sub. And they gave that's where I get my IT advice.
Okay. Sounds made up, but I'm going to let it go. We're going to continue. So then she's in New York. She has clients and then she falls in love with an Italian boy named Pier Francisco. And that's when her jet setting starts.
He sounds very much like a Todd Glass. What was it from the Brady Bunch? Not Todd. Was it Todd Glass?
George Glass.
George Tropicana. George Glass.
Yeah. Also, it gives me, it kind of reminds me of Rocco, rest in peace, one of her lovers, and the Italian, what was the name of the Italian guy she dated who was younger?
Andrea? No, that was Summer House. I don't know. She had a lot of youngins.
Yeah, a lot of youngins. But she just loves a European man.
Listen, if you're American outside of the bathroom. You know that joke?
Okay, yeah.
You're European.
What are you when you're in
the bathroom? You're pooping.
So presumably for her, I guess, effort business, I don't know, she received a Singular Sensation Award in 1990 at the St. Regis Hotel.
Wait, the St. Regis gave her an award for being the best masturbator? Singular Sensation. That's when you do it with one finger.
Well, she won it alongside Mira Sorvino, so...
Oh my God, may she rest in peace. Just her career.
I know. Yeah, Harvey?
Mm-mm.
Shouldn't have done it.
Mm-mm.
But at least she deservedly got one Oscar and one Singular Sensation Award. I don't know if they each got one. Why is it called a one Singular Sensation Award when three people are being awarded them?
Why does the St. Regis give an award?
I think it's a ceremony that happened there. I don't think it's like the best customers.
How is she getting all of these awards that nobody knows exists except like her and Mira Sorvino?
I know. Yeah, the Housewife Award, the Singular Sensation. I mean, again, I do think she wrote this Wikipedia. So.
No, but... How do we get into this? I want a St. Regis Award.
I know. I want to be eligible for it to be a Singular Sensation. Seriously. Alongside like Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, I'm a regular Sonia Tremont and a Mira Sorvino type.
Yeah, people vote us like, for...
She's a Mira
you're
Sorvino
You're such
type.
A Mira Sorvino type. Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, like circa mighty Aphrodite is really... Mm.
As in, I don't know anything you've been in.
That one episode of House, mm-hmm. where she has brown hair. It's really, mm-hmm. it's so Michelle. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So Morgan met John Adams Morgan, a member of the prominent Morgan family in the 90s, while working as a hostess at an Italian restaurant called San Pietro on Madison Avenue.
Loves an Italian.
So Sonia was already doing really well as like a hostess it girl. Like there was already like a article published about her in Quest magazine. Like the restaurant was like a big deal with celebrity clientele. She was friends with like Prince Albert of Monaco, mm-hmm. or like she says dating, or maybe he was another client.
He's a bad boy.
And she was he is Prince Albert in a can.
No, he's
a Prince Albert piercing.
Well, yeah, he's the one, he started that. It's weird. Isn't it weird that Prince Albert's mom was Grace Kelly?
It's so weird and he's such a like pop culture. Is he ugly?
Prince Albert? He's hideous. And his wife hates him and has been living in a different country for like 30
years.
Oh,
that was so messed up that they like forced her to.
Yeah, forced her to keep like during COVID.
Thank God Sonia dodged that bullet.
Although I think she'd love it at this point.
Yeah. Now she's probably regretting it. Right. Yeah, she was a regular at the Red Cross Ball. She went to Saint-Tropez a lot, Palm Beach, the Grammys. So all this was going on even before John Adams Morgan. So also she says in the interview, basically that the restaurant is a place gold diggers would go and like her former model friends, and Sonia would give them tables near eligible men and give them the men's backgrounds and hook the men up with like hot. Basically, she basically outs her escort service in the magazine, so they fire her. But that's like really what her job should be. She would be such a great madam.
She would either way.
Yeah, either one. Yeah. So then she met John Adams Morgan again in Aspen, and
I'm sorry to interrupt, but like her husband looks like John Adams, the president.
Yes, an older version of John Adams.
Well, no, just as if he never
If he
died.
Was still alive. Yeah. Maybe that's why he was named. Maybe he came out of the womb already kind of old. And so they were like, John Adams.
Like Benjamin Button.
Yeah, but not aging in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he proposed that night in a bar on the spot in Aspen. And let's talk about the husband. So his granddad started Morgan Stanley. His great granddad started JP Morgan, same as Piermont Morgan. And on his mom's side, his mom is a descendant of John Adams, and his granddad was the Secretary of the Navy.
Wow, that's so crazy, because my like my family is like poverty.
Your mom was rich.
What? No.
Jason said you came from royalty, pretty much.
No, my mom's from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Yeah, but he said she was from like a wealthy family there.
As in like they weren't like poor, but they weren't rich. I wasn't an Adams.
Yeah, well, who among us?
Sarah Adams.
She is, yeah, famously an Adams. Probably in her Wikipedia, it says descended from the same Adams. No, probably not. Okay, so he also, John Adams, her ex-husband, won the gold medal for sailing yacht racing in 1953.
That's well.
That's so, well, because, it, yeah, it's like, what an exclusive sport. Like, right. He might not have even been that good, but he was the only one in 1953
who could
afford
it.
To practice on a sailing yacht, you know?
Like, what is the, like, who's training these Olympians that are sailors?
Yeah, I mean, probably it's just passed down in the Adams tradition.
How many pairs of loafers did he have?
Oh, I bet boat so shoes. Many, so many boat shoes.
All those boat shoes?
Mm-hmm. He was worth $110 million at the time they got married.
That ain't bad.
Yeah. He worked as a VP at Smith Barney. Then he started his own firm. He bought out the cigarette paper division of a chemical and arms manufacturer. Then the firm was merged with Drexel Burnham Lambert. And then it was created to give high yield investments for mid-sized companies and take advantage of cheaper investment banker labor because a bunch of them were laid off during the tech stock bubble burst. So it's like some real robber baron shit that he's done.
Yeah, like the it's like the Red Baron Pizza Man.
No, like a robber baron. Like he's from, you know, like tycoons.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
A Baron Trump.
Yeah, very much like Baron Trump. Like, it was very much like the, you know, oligarchy that we are in today.
Yeah, like, if a Baron is your name, and you're not, it's not describing a woman, then it's, you've got some money, honey.
You got some money. So he was married 5 times. His first wife's dad was a rich citizen lobbyist who invented nutrition facts on cereal, eating disorder trailblazer. Shout out to him.
Oh my God, he did it for the girlies who hate being flame.
Yeah, that was very important to me. Nutritional facts on cereal boxes as a youth with a eating disorder.
Oh my God, I used to always read those things. Now I feel like I never do.
I never do.
They don't have the nutrition facts that I need to know. Like, does this make my Lyme flare up? Does this have gluten? Even though I don't have celiacs or an allergy, but I'm scared of it.
Right. Will I bloat, basically?
Will I bloat? Like, will I feel sadness after I eat it because...
Yeah, that's the real fact I want. Like, will it make me sad after? Mm-hmm. And then his second wife's dad was a VP of his family's manufacturing company. And her brother is a Republican politician in Florida, Chauncey Goss.
What is that name? I'm sorry. These are not names.
Chauncey Goss. Well, I should say so, Chauncey Goss.
I know. Was this like a character in It's a Wonderful Life? Was that the name of his angel, Chauncey?
Yeah, that's a Oh, it was Chauncey. Yeah, a truly name that only Jimmy Stewart can say, right?
Chauncey
Goss.
It wasn't even his name, but he just said it. We don't talk
like
enough about
an expression. Chauncey Goss, I've lost it. The family fortune.
My favorite line in that movie, when he's like the little kid, so it wasn't even Jimmy Stewart, but he was like the little kid and the girl comes in and she's like, I don't like coconuts. And he's like, don't like coconuts. Say brainless. Anyway, one of the people don't really quote that part of the movie. Mm-hmm. But
my favorite quote is, I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to kill myself. It's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life. So then he was married to like another regular lady, Anna Shute, for a little while. And then he married Sonia, who, you know, obviously does not have the pedigree of some of these other robber baron ladies.
How dare you?
And they were married from 1998. Until 2006. They spent much of their marriage residing on Caritas, which is the private island he owns in Stamford, Connecticut. It was 3.5 acres. It has a helipad. His family built it in 1906. And when they owned it, it was the fifth most expensive private island in America because it was so close to Manhattan and it was safe. They had like a gated causeway.
Here's the thing. That's like so many facts that I would never try to research or dispute. So I'm just going to believe
it. Yeah, no, it's true. I looked at it's like the island is less expensive now, and he did try to sell it. It's like right by Stamford, Connecticut.
Why would you want an island there?
Because you can get to it so easily.
But what do you do there?
Just hang out.
But it's not like inhabit. Like, I mean, is there like electricity?
Yeah. Yeah, Wi-Fi. Okay. Everything.
I'm sold. Yeah.
It's just like, I think it's like the, you know, I would, the privacy, I guess. It's like, you know, more like there's a ton of like tiny private islands built off the coast of New York like that.
Yeah, that's so weird to me. Like,
it's
I don't want to.
Why wouldn't you want it like somewhere nice?
Yeah, like yeah. I want to be like people taking care of me at all times.
Yeah, like I want to make sure that there's like a hospital and stuff. You probably had like a private doctor who lived there. And
I'm always going to be sick.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. I think that's why it's so expensive. It's so close to Manhattan. It's like, you know, an hour and a half. So then John was in a ski accident in 2006. He broke his foot and needed surgery. And he was in the U.S. And Sonia was allegedly with her lover in the south of France with the yacht. He wanted her to come home and she didn't. And then her Danish friend, Connie, who looks almost exactly like her.
She's from Denmark and her name is Connie.
Yeah.
We're being Connied.
Maybe. You think she pretended to be Danish to be more like, you know,
she probably
lovable.
She told Sonia, like, I just ate a Danish. She's like, this is my Danish friend, Connie.
And then, yeah, so she's like Sonia's exact age, really looks a lot like her. She swooped in and nursed John Adams Morgan back to health.
Oh my
and
God.
Then when Sonia came back from France, divorce papers were waiting for her and he left her for Connie.
The Morgan letters.
The original Morgan letters.
Yeah, those are the original.
The originals, Morgan, the first.
From 2006, when the Morgan family really got on the map.
Yeah. She was really shocked because she kind of thought that like her duty as the young wife, it was like, I thought he wanted me to party and like I would be like, you know, his way of showing up to social engagements. I thought he wanted me to like pick lovers
and be drunk and talk about my life in Albany.
Yeah. And so she really thought that like they were going to get back together. Like she dressed up really nice for one of her mediations with him and then he never showed up and she started to realize, oh, he's like really mad at me for not
being faithful,
disrespecting him. Yeah. And there's no way we're getting back together.
Embarrassing his family. Although, you know what? This guy's kind of embarrassing. You're on your fifth fucking wife.
Yeah.
Get a life,
Robert Barron.
Get out of here, actually.
Yeah.
Respectful. Like, no disrespect, but you've been around for a long time.
Yeah. Stop marrying women 34 years younger than you over and over again.
But thank you for marrying Sonia because that divorce made her fucking nuts in perfect reality TV.
Yeah, it really did. And also, it's just crazy that like, it's crazy that everyone knows it and they keep it a secret on the show for so long. Like we really only kind of hear it hinted at from Dorinda when Sonia freaks out about the Morgan letters.
Right.
She remembered her own Morgan letters and then compares her divorce to Richard's death. And then Dorinda's like, Your friend swooped in and took him from you because you were cheating on him, which led everyone to sleuth and get the truth.
Yeah, and that was a great scene. That was a brunch scene. I remember it well, all too well.
All too well. So her divorce left her in financial ruin. She did, like, she got a pretty good deal. She got the house in France, one in Colorado, the townhouse.
I've been there.
Yes. What was it like, Michelle?
Barron. Like, I thought there would be, like, I don't know what I thought. It was special to go there.
Yeah.
But I thought there would be, like, other people, like, trying to take, like, pictures in front of it. But there was, like, nobody even on that block. It was actually weird. It was so loud in the city. And then I turned the corner, and it was, like, so quiet. It was, like, very cute. It was beautiful. It was for sale. I think somebody since bought it. But I couldn't believe I was standing in front of those hallowed grounds.
Yeah. A real piece of history.
Yeah. I mean, like, probably, I don't know, probably like top one historical sites in New York City.
Top one. Yeah. I put it in my top one as well.
Top one. I can't think of another.
It wins the one singular sensation award for best historic site in New York.
I can't think of another historical site there. Sorry.
Nothing comes to mind. So she was supposed to receive a lump sum of $3 million. And then plus she got child support and alimony. She got a $12,500 a month for child support. And then she was supposed to get $15,000 a month in alimony. Why did she get more than the kid? Whatever.
That is like so cheap.
And instead of even paying it, John Morgan declared bankruptcy because all of his assets were in different places. So he pretended he was broke. I mean, maybe he was broke. Maybe
he didn't have anything. There's nothing liquid.
Yeah. Whether it was a gambit or true, he didn't have to pay her the lump sum. He was delinquent and owed her back alimony. So the divorce went on for a while, but she sued for it and eventually got
her alimony. Where does this dude live? What's he doing all day?
He's probably just on the islands now.
Stamford, Connecticut Island.
Yep, the dream. You can within driving distance to where Jerry Springer used to
take.
You have
like binoculars and you can see like the Costco.
Yeah.
From across the river.
Yeah, Stamford is so like deeply unglamorous. Like,
yeah, I know. It's like, God, you're not even Westport.
Yeah. Mm. Like you want to go see like, you know, Judge, what's
Judge
the name
Judy
of the-
Judy Shineland? No,
what's the name of the guy who was Jerry Springer's old bodyguard?
Oh my God, Steve Wilkos?
Yeah, Judge Steve Wilkos. That film's insane. In Stamford. I used to do audience work for that.
Oh my God, so does Karamo. Oh my God, I've been to Stamford. Actually, a woman who was on the show did a thing in Stamford.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, the train is lovely. The train from New York to Stamford.
Not bad at all. It's very comfortable seats, actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's such a nice, I love a nice train. They're in DC.
I love
public transport.
I love good public transportation.
Mm-hmm. I wish we had in Dallas. Mm. So the big reason that the money got real messed up is when Sonia was still married, someone convinced her to start an LLC and invest in films, starting with a slate of 5 films. She took an ad out in an industry magazine saying, I'm Sonia Morgan and I have to and I want to produce films. It's just so funny to see something like that in Deadline.
I have to and I want to.
More importantly.
I would never want to do that.
Oh my God, what a money pit.
What a money pit.
Into.
Oh my God.
But I see why she thought she would do well in the movie business because it's like, it's
so
all about.
Easy.
It's so profitable. It's continued to be.
It is.
But it's all about
so
connections
hard.
And so, like schmoozing.
It's so hard to get a movie made. It's like, I can't believe there's ever been any movie yet.
Well, this is why Sonia went for a sure. What should have been a sure thing.
John Travolta, right?
Yeah. So Richard Rionda del Castro, her first movie was with Forrest Whitaker. It was just like a small indie movie. It lost money. And then her next one was with Hannibal Pictures, Richard Rionda del Castro. So Hannibal Pictures makes Deezer Teasers, which are not a granny sexual movie. It's actually a cheap straight-to-video action movie starring like a star of yore, like John Travolta,
like
Bruce Willis.
Emmett. Those are the type of movies.
Randall Emmett did work with Hannibal Pictures. Yeah, that's the connection that I thought might surprise you is that Sonia like worked with his
this
basically his production
a lot
company.
Of sense.
Yeah. So yeah, unclear. Like so she did F them over, but like I don't. Also, like they're obviously very exploitative. So yeah, they find like because they would get stars like John Travolta or like Bruce Willis, even when he was suffering from dementia.
Dementia, yeah, it was awful.
And they'd get them in. They do like 1 to 2 days of work. Mm-hmm. They get tax credits to film in Puerto Rico, and mm-hmm. they get the movie done in like a week.
Right.
They just shoot everything one take. Shoot the movie star out in 2 days, and then they use the movie stars. They like give the movie star a big like you know $5 million package.
Right.
They use that to leverage the money like on overseas markets. So then they get more money put in. They keep the tax credits, sell them off. They get the money for the movie, like the money up front, and they put it into other movies. It's basically like pyramid scheme, but movies.
Right. Instead of like Mary Kay LA Cosmetics, it's like Al Pacino in a scene with Lala, which is a real thing that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like Kevin Spacey in a movie called Casino Jack. But some of them were profitable. You know, there's a reason it lasted as long as it did before, you know, they all got sued. But who got sued in this one was Sonia. So Sonia's LLC said 100% they would finance it. And then Sonia said she had the money and they needed $6 million up front to get John Travolta. Funding was based on Travolta's commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sonia didn't have the money after her divorce. Travolta fell through. They pulled the deal. So like she was delinquent in the money. So they sued her for that $7 million. So yeah, she claimed that she claimed the plan was always to raise the money from third party investors based on Travolta's attachment. But they couldn't get anyone to invest because he wasn't attached. But then the jury trial, all 12 of them said, nope, no to this appeal. You owe that money. And she filed for bankruptcy and spent 4 years paying it off.
Because a few good men said so. Listen, that was another thing that really made her a star.
Mm-hmm.
Because she really had nothing.
Yeah. Such a disastrous move as the kind of business plan she's known for. She like is really impulsive, jumps in, won't take any advice from anyone. And then immediately once she starts it, she discards it and moves on to something else. In this case, getting divorced.
It's healthy.
Yeah, I really looked hard for information about the Nigerian football team she claims she always owned, right. But I couldn't find anything.
Right. I don't know if anything that she's done has actually
done anything. Well, she did have to sell the houses to pay off the creditors. That definitely did net her some money. Yeah. She sold the Saint-Tropez house for $5.7 million, and she remortgaged the townhouse because she couldn't afford to pay for repairs to sell it. So she was trapped in the townhouse.
Yeah, I know. And we all saw it, the crumbling townhouse that she was having to like clean toilets and fix toilets and had all these interns and Luann and Tinsley getting banged down.
Yes. Yeah. Let's get into some of the enterprises of Sonia. Various
Sonia enterprises. Morgan Enterprise.
Yes. So, of course, the most famous one is Sonia was always talking about she wanted to do a toaster oven. It's one of, the most, coveted Bravo products that we wanted to see materialize. It's like second to She by Sheree. Clothing line. And it's a recurring punchline on the show. But the thing is, Andy is still like, you should have just made the toaster oven. And people are like, she just needs to do that. But it's very unusual for a person who's not in, cuisine or mechanical engineering or appliances at all to create their own or manufacture a toaster oven. Yeah. Like even the George Foreman grill, that's just a licensing deal.
Right.
So really it's just nobody offered her. She was trying to get that licensing deal and she never got it.
Right. And she also just wasn't known for cooking, never talked about it. But then all of a sudden she's like, I do everything in a toaster oven. And it's like,
yeah, she couldn't even commit to doing a recipe. She's one of the few housewives who doesn't have a book. She would put on her, she would put recipes on her websites along with all the guys she had sex with on her website. Yeah. But she couldn't commit to a book. I really think a lot of Sonia's problem is being
ADHD.
ADHD. And then with the drinking on top of it, it's just, I relate. That's why I don't drink. I'm too ADHD to function even without.
I gotta stop. I'm swollen.
So then the Cheetah brand. Let's talk about Tipsy Girl. So a big...
Everybody knows I love Prosecco.
A big controversial moment is Bethany goes after Sonia hard because she's promoting Tipsy Girl wine on the show. And Bethany's like, it's a cheater brand. You ripped me off. And then Sonia's crying and she's like, I didn't realize. I didn't know. And Bethany kind of looks like a jerk. But here is what really went down with the cheater brand. It wasn't Sonia who was the cheetah. It was this guy, Peter Geomarsis, who he also owned that AOA bar and grill that Ramona talks about constantly in her book and does ads for it because she was a part owner. And then, all of the book is my divorce was difficult, but spending time on the 12,500 square foot patio bar and grill of AOA made me feel like I was at home. I was like, okay, nice. So Peter contacted Ramona to be a partner in a new restaurant called Tipsy Girl Bar. And Ramona backed out. She said yes at first and then backed out. And then Dorinda, he approached her. She said no. And then Sonia said yes. And then it changed to the wine. And the wine never ended up being made. The Tipsy Girl Bar moved to Hartford and closed down 8 months later. So just kind of nothing came of it.
Connecticut is getting all of it.
Yeah, Connecticut. Big part of Sonia's life. Surprised she never goes back. Too many memories.
Too expensive.
Yeah. But it's funny. Bethany is somewhat vindicated because this guy absolutely was trying to ride the skinny girl name and fame. You know.
Cheater brand.
But I don't think it really dilutes Bethany's brand in any way.
Listen, I'd rather be aligned with Tipsy Girl than Skinny Girl.
word. Yeah, it's still politically correct to be tipsy. And now he said it. But it's just so funny that she always goes into like these kind of like mockbuster type things. Like she wants to make like a these fake kind of action movies. And then she wants to do this like kind of rip off wine and restaurant. It's like, you know, I guess it's like these are the ideas that people are coming to, and just the fact that she's, you know, they're not
she'll
great
say
opportunities.
Yes to it.
She says,
yeah,
yes.
She's not it is weird that even at this point, she hasn't like put people around her who can really like help her, like her clothing line. And
yeah. Oh yeah. Let's get into the clothing line. So her clothing line. So there's that guy, Garon, who's like her, you know, kind of shady line manager who's always around. And like Bethany.
All these famous people want to wear the clothes. We're not going to mention the names. We're not going to mention the manufacturers that are doing it. We're not going to mention the stores that are going to hold the clothing line, but it's just like a luxury lifestyle brand.
Right. And then like, you know, the show happens, even though it's late and like really crazy. And so everyone's like, okay, she really did it. But the line is not designed by, it's not designed by Garon. This is a drop shipping company. Mm-hmm. So like Garon and his partners, they would use Shopify and Oberlo for like the Sonia approved designs. And people knew this because on the websites they were sold in, they didn't change the product descriptions from the Shopify search keywords. They would just be like silhouette, A-line, neckline, strapless, decoration, ruffles. Like it still was exactly the stuff you search on Alibaba and Temu for.
Whitney Rose.
I know. It's like, that's what's so annoying is that we're getting so much AliExpress stuff on Salt Lake City. And it's like, so many of them have done this. Like, you know, that's most of their companies. They buy AliExpress garments and then they mark them up like 80%.
That's Sonia. Sonia's the blueprint.
She's the blueprint. Yeah, Whitney Rose owes everything to Sonia by Sonia Morgan. It's also speculated that Sonia signed a really bad marketing agreement because basically it's like, it's a licensing deal like Bethany has with her products, right? But Sonia only collected her percentage of royalties after expenses were deducted. Oh, that apparently is a bad deal.
Yes, she's dumb as hell when it comes to business, which is weird. You wouldn't know that she was a JP Morgan Chase.
Yeah, well, I mean, she wasn't, you know, learning business
from her husband.
She's like a courtesan. Like her business is the art of like pleasure, laughter, love, and sex. It's, you know, and she's very skilled at all of them. Entertaining. Right.
She's a courtesan. She's a Nicole Kidman from Moulin Rouge.
Yes. She's Satine. Yes. She's Satine. Beautiful, tragic.
Gonna die of consumption.
Yeah. So I learned all of this from old Reddit comments, and apparently so did Sonia. Newsweek picked up the Reddit comments about the drop shipping and published them in an article, and they explained what it is. If you place an order on her site, you're placing an order through AliExpress.
Yeah.
And it's shipping you your item, like, from a ton of different suppliers, warehouses around China. They don't even touch it. I mean, there's a lot of celebrities that do drop shipping. Like RuPaul just opened a drop shipping book company, and it, you know, it didn't get great press from that, but it was like to preserve like queer, you know, books with all of everything that's going on in the world and stuff. Like drop shipping, it's not, I guess, as shameful as it once was. I mean, it still is gross, but like it's now we know kind of all of these gals, even Bethany, are just doing licensing agreements.
Right.
And then, you know.
Let these girls make a buck.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I think the girls need to stop pretending that it's their designs or they have any. I'm a spokesperson for a jewelry. I don't know. Let them pretend.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't want to hear it litigated on my TV at all.
I don't want to hear Whitney Rose talking about Alibaba.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. So then it shook them so bad that a representative answered like the tabloid rag, like Pink News or whatever, and was like, curated styles are sourced through various manufacturers and suppliers. Like the fact that they responded to the Reddit comment article, I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Some child made this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then another big L is like, she was starting to get a little more respect because it was her clothes were at Target. She got to deal with Target. She got to deal with Century 21, August 20th. She did a big launch party and then they went under 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't her fault. She was trying to bring them back to reality.
And who knows? Sonia by Sonia Morgan's A-line silhouettes and ruffled.
Right. One day we'll see at TJ Maxx Sonia by Sonia Morgan right next to She by Shirai.
And Yummy Tummy and Bethany. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Bethany's shapewear. Oh, and her jeans.
Oh, her jeans.
Skinny cursed. Girl jeans. Which Sonia Morgan said about the skinny girl jeans. These are my favorite jeans. These are the best jeans.
Shit, that's another reason she works so well on the show. She's not, she'll kiss ass whenever she needs to.
She does support and promote other women.
Yes, because she's like a courtesan women as well. You know? Yeah. She just loves to suck dick.
She loves to suck dick.
That's her
she
art.
She loves to make out to the point of losing her dentures. Mm-hmm. She loves to pretend she's a vegan when she's at a skinny girl party and raids the raw bar but eats the seaweed. That's plastic. That's
the These are a few of my favorite things.
Seaweed, that's plastic.
Okay. So then the interns. So Sonia is famous for using interns as her assistants.
They get college credit.
I think at first she says it started out as like her rich friends would like, you know, they'd need a place to stay in the city at first, kind of like what Tinsley does. And so they would stay with her, and then she expected them to kind of like help keep up the townhouse, you know, because it's like a bitch to keep up and she's not getting enough money to keep up with repairs and pay for them like she should be. Then she went to LIM, the school, and figured out a way to make it be college credit too. So then that's when it becomes like, you know, the three random interns we see like all the time, Pickles, you know, like popping in and out of scenes.
Yeah. They're always so just like, you know, they don't know what to do because she has an actual landline phone that rings.
Yeah.
I saw this in history class.
Yes. Is this an art piece?
Yeah.
So a day of filming, one of the interns did, like a Reddit kind of tell all after they had a Facebook post picked up by another shitty like blog, and then Sonia went after them. So she said like that a few former interns on LinkedIn and the crew all said, "You'll get a great job after this. Like this actually really helps you get a job," which is like crazy to me.
Well, why would they lie? And I bet Pickles is probably like a surgeon or something. I bet she got a great job.
She didn't even need to go to med school. They were like, with Sonia Morgan.
They were like, you know how to be in this shit. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know how to save a life here.
Yeah. You got steady hands, my friend.
You got steady hands. Because if we had to intern for Sonia, we'd be like this all the time.
Yeah. So apparently a day of filming required three interns to clean her garden, help her dress, run baths, and stay on top of her meetings and appointments. Which, by the way, like, I'm unemployed right now. What meetings and appointments? Like, are you going to the dentist once a week or something? Like,
well,
Jesus Christ.
Appearances.
I guess, like, with facials, spray tans.
Well, like, you know.
A lot of times she has those people come to her house, though.
Well, like, I know, but she also has, like, she is, like, a famous person. So she was like, I'm sure she had like meetings, like people wanted to do interviews with her when she's on
during
the show.
Shooting?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
People want to just get in touch with famous people all the time.
It's just still odd to me that the main duties are running baths, cleaning the garden, and helping her dress.
Well, you've never been a lady of leisure, and you clearly never watched Downton Abbey.
I can't. It's so
Downtown
boring.
Downtown Abbeys.
Downtown Abbey.
That would be the show that we would be starring in. Downtown Abbeys.
We're both named Abby, and we work in the downtown district.
With the downtown district, which is what it's called. You know how every downtown is called the downtown district.
The downtown district, right.
We're Downtown Abbeys in the downtown district.
The downtown district, that famous song. So the intern quit because she wanted to help Sonia with her retail business, and Sonia like wouldn't get it together. But then whenever she would like quit, Sonia would be like, actually, no, this is my plan for you. She'd lay it out and seem really organized, and then it would become like chaos again. And so this intern says that Sonia was terrible to her, and that her daughter even once wrote on the whiteboard, "You should be nicer to the people who work for you for free," because I guess her house also has a whiteboard. And she said that she hadn't been paid in 3 years, which I'm glad she's paying them. Apparently it cost her $600 a week for her live-in interns. About the same that like the people making her Sonia line were getting. And so then Sonia like, you know, brought her to tears. She had to work while sick, and she was most valid of all, said she couldn't believe that Sonia said she was unhoused on camera, because it was the unhoused Irish immigrant Mackers. So, but there's another intern who went on Bitch Sesh, a later intern, and he said that Sonia was great. It was super laid back. She could take off, or he, pills. It was a he could take off whatever he wanted. He could take whatever pills he wanted. Like, he could leave for weeks, and like, it was just very like loose and freelance. So differing accounts, or maybe it depends on like what state Sonia's in when you're working for her. But that's the tea on the internships. And now let's talk about the best part of all, the real reason that we did this deep dive, the guys Sonia fucked. Well, we're going to focus on the A-listers,
the
A and B-listers. Because obviously, I mean, we've got like...
By A, we mean anus, and by B, we mean butt.
Butthole, yes.
Butthole and anus.
Which will only be a list of people she did anal with. No, this is just
in the
this
garden,
is just the famous people
in
the garden.
In
the vestibule.
I'm sorry. I know that's what we're not supposed to, but it's my favorite thing. Is that these are a few of
my favorite things. Anal on camera with the Johnny Depp pirate. After Luann had already fucked him vaginally. Yeah. Okay. So the first name drop in 2020 on Watch What
singular
Happens Live,
sensation?
The singular sensation revealed she dated comedian Richard Lewis moons ago.
When he was not sober.
Probably, yeah. Probably. Although I could see them, you know, I think she's young enough for him her to be one of his love interests on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He is dead now, R.I.P.
We missed him.
She said, I love him. He's a very smart man. I met him at Cipriani restaurant in New York. He's really intense. Cipriani. Yeah. Sorry, I'm so not Italian. You can tell I've never taken an Italian lover, unfortunately. He's really intense and, you know, I like a smart guy, Morgan said. Richard is very intelligent. We had a really nice time together. I also wish she would explain who she was an escort for and who she like dated, but I like that she likes to keep it a mystery. I think with Richard Lewis, meeting him at Cipriani, escort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then she also said there were some Billy Idol days, you know, I had a nice time. So she also hooked up with Billy Idol and Duran Duran. So I don't know which one. Dorinda. My favorite Duran Duran cover band. And I ran from Dorinda's
house.
But I think she was probably partying with, I think like that was probably like they were partying together with Billy
John
Idol.
John set them up.
Oh, really?
Madonna and John set John set up Duran Duran.
Sonia. I love that. I love
that. That's not true.
I know, but I just love that she hooked up with some of my favorite new wave stars.
How come we've never fucked anybody famous? Oh, wait, you have.
I mean, you know, D-list. Comedy. Yeah.
In certain circles, circle jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Sean is in. Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Sean from SLC.
I don't even know what a circle jerk is, Sean.
Yeah, right. So in the same, same Billy Idol interview, this is 2011 interview with The Post, she mentioned she'd been out and about with journalist Charlie Rose.
Oh my God.
That's a strong word for some people. I mean, if you see me out to dinner with Charlie Rose, it doesn't mean I'm hitting that, you know, she clarified. But I've been known to date Charlie, luckily, along with hundreds of other girls.
Yes, and he's famously been me too.
Yes, and definitely, hundreds, yeah.
So
this was back in 2011, she kind of was hinting. She knew.
Yeah, she's like, when she said, like, I wouldn't say we exactly dated.
Yes, he groped me.
Right.
At dinner.
Right.
Yeah. So then on an April 2017 episode of Watch What Happens Live, Morgan shared that she and Jack Nicholson hooked up back in the day, playfully adding, oh, hasn't? True.
It's
and she said it was one big sloppy mess in five easy pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Jack Nicholson reference, but she did call it a sloppy mess. So I'm guessing, I think that they dated and like party together. Went to Lakers games. John McEnroe was mentioned on Morgan's website as a past suitor. They dated after his divorce from Tatum O'Neill in 1994. He definitely has a type, I must say. And before Tatum her O'Neill? Marriage to no. John Adams in 1998. Yeah, like a kind of a messy blonde, you know? And McEnroe confirmed the news on Watch What Happens Live in 2019. He said, yes, I do recall. I believe that did happen. But I'd rather not discuss it right now because my wife, Patty Smith, and my daughter are here. It's okay with my daughter, but my wife, I'm not so sure.
You know what? I wouldn't be ashamed.
Hell no. But I guess he just doesn't want to be in a fight later.
You know what?
Is it Patty Smith, the musician that he's married
to? That's crazy.
That's a wild pair to me. That's like
John McEnroe and Patty Smith. That can't be right.
It's bizarre. He's but crazy. It's spelled the same way.
Maybe it's just like
tricked, I guess.
I don't
but
know.
Maybe it's Patty Smythe. I gotta check this
out. I don't know. He's a horrible human.
Yes, it's her. That's so weird.
Isn't he just like a sexist pig?
I just knew he. I don't know. He was really, 30 Rock a
he
lot.
He was really mean to Tatum O'Neill. He was really mean to her because she wouldn't stop doing cocaine.
Again, type. Because Patty Smith is like a genius.
Probably did cocaine. So did Sonia.
Yeah.
So he might have a type too.
Yeah. Prince Albert also made the website as a former paramour. We've decided probably escort on that one. On the reality, also on the website, she mentioned she dated Eric Clapton before she settled down with John Adams.
You know what? She sowed her wild oats.
She truly did. What a bench. What a body count.
High body count.
We stan.
High class body count.
High class body count. And then Owen Wilson was a recent revelation.
Falling apart.
Yeah. He says, and she kind of throws shade at him. So she said it to Entertainment Tonight in 2017. She was like, Tinsley Mortimer said her celebrity crush was Owen Wilson. And I thought she said she dated him. And I go, I dated him too. Out here in Los Angeles. Well, I met him in New York through some art friends. And then I also saw him when I was out here long ago, a while ago. And then she's like, then they ask her if she's open to dating other celebrities in the future. And she says, not interested. I like smart people, very smart people, interesting dialogue. Yeah. I'd like to talk a lot. So basically she's like calling Owen Wilson a doofus. Yeah. Where she wrote Bottle Rocket and like wrote to know, I think he's smart. He probably just like didn't talk much. He's probably in one of his dark places.
His
blue periods.
Very Picasso.
She also dated Ryan Serhant.
Oh my God. He was a hand model.
Oh my God. Serhants. There's more like Ryan Serhants because his hands are famous.
What did he do with his Serhants to Sonia? Do you think she called him Serhants? Like, I bow to you.
Well, she said they hooked up at a humanity event. So I felt like I needed to kiss him to be a human in person.
That's cute.
I know. That's such a good... She's got so many one-liners. And they never feel too canned, you know? She's just very improvisational. Very off the cuff.
She's great at improv. She's very camp.
She's so camp. Queen camp.
Queen of the camp. Joke.
And I think that's why she's so beloved is... first of all, she never really goes after anyone. She doesn't dog walk anyone. And then also just like, we can all relate to her because she's such a drunk slut.
We love it.
And that's me in my heart. Or used to be. Now I'm just a tired old
wench.
And then of course, Tom D'Agostino and Harry Dubin. Of course, we know about them, but I just wanted to repeat the anecdote that I learned from having to listen to Bethany's podcast that Tom D'Agostino and Harry Dubin are among the groupies, the male groupies, men of a certain age who have some money, but like not a ton, who
kind
are
of groupies of
the and groupies of the Roni housewives. And they hang out at the Carlisle and then Luann, Sonia, and Ramona will pick them up whenever they want, you know, like a meal and a, you know, fun night.
A meal and hey, you know what? Nice work if you can get it.
Hell yeah. And that's why it's so fake when, you know, Harry Dubin, the proposal or whatever. And it's so, you know, like and that's why everyone's so weirded out by Luann and Tom, where it's like, he's like a groupie. Like, I mean, I do think groupie housewife marriages can work out, like with Louis and Teresa, but a little bit like, I don't know. Oh, red flag. And she recently revealed at a Boston Live show, she's dating a young guy in the NHL.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Hope he's got some good salad going.
I hope he has teeth.
And yeah.
Salad. Well, you know what? They
her head.
She's missing teeth. It's perfect.
Perfect. They can kiss so deeply. tongue sliding through in all kinds of different ways.
But here's this is the most interesting thing I think Sonia's ever said. And we've gone through her roster.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't kiss on the lips unless that she's engaged to you.
It's a very...
She said no deep
pretty tongue. Woman.
She said that you kiss your husband, but you fuck everybody else. She said it's way more intimate to kiss somebody. And the only other time I'd ever heard that was from a sex worker.
Yes, it's very, and it's in Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
That's the one thing she won't do is kiss.
Yeah. And so Sonia's like, unless I'm getting a ring, I'm not kissing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wish prostitution could be legalized because like that is the TV show Sonia should be on. It would help keep her sober to be on TV and she would like be a madam. And, you know, she gets the townhouse back and the townhouse is like a lot of young, eligible, a bevy of beauties. And she's hooking them up with rich guys like she did back at San Pietro.
Yeah, exactly. Just like what she did with Tinsley and Luann when they lived in her house.
Exactly. I would watch the shit out of that.
I would watch the shit out of literally anybody who was on the original Roni at this point.
It's so true.
I'd take Jill. I'm so desperate. I'd take Jill screaming at somebody in Morocco.
Yeah, you won't watch The Goat, which Jill Zarin is on. I'm just saying.
What the hell's The Goat?
It's like a House of Villains type show.
Oh my God, Lauren, stop.
No, it's not as good. It's not as good. I'm not going to push that one.
Where are you finding these things? Are you on watching Fuse TV or whatever?
No, it's on Amazon, The Goat. But I don't like it because it's... Well, I'll talk about it in my oral exam. Okay. Let's just end on a high note, I guess. Because, you know, there's been some... we do have to say this. Morgan was mentioned in a report on allegations of sexual misconduct made by Lisa Boyne against President Donald Trump. Boyne said, Morgan invited her to dinner with Trump. This was like back when she was married to old John Adams. And they also invited modeling agent John Casablancas and 5 or 6 models. And Trump made the models walk across the table and he looked up all of their skirts and put their heads in their skirts.
That demented old bat. Remember, that's what they call old people in The Sopranos. Demented old bats.
Yes, very much so.
You know what? He's a demented old bat.
Yeah. But Sonia, and this is a strike against her, she was like, I don't remember that, but, you know, I don't remember a lot of things. That's going to be pretty crazy. And I'm like, girl.
She's a tipsy girl.
You go after him. Drag him.
She won't do it.
Very disappointing.
And now we said it.
But what is cool about Sonia, even though she has had kind of like a rough time lately, I think her live shows, a lot of times she's had to be like, they've had to pull the mic on her and pull the light. Like, it's like, and it's her show and like end them early because she's not in a good place. She needs to be back on our TVs where she belongs.
Her and Luann, they had that show Crappy Lake, but.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a. I don't think they're going to listen to it.
No.
Yeah. But it does seem like, by all accounts, she's a good mom. Her daughter, Quincy, with John Adams, goes by Q. Yeah, I like it too.
John Quincy Adams.
And she does not look like John Adams at all. She looks exactly like Sonia. She's beautiful. And she sent her to boarding school, partially because Quincy, she's like, I'm a big nerd. I really wanted to. And it was to keep her off camera. And then this is a nice quote from Quincy about Sonia. Everything she does with me in mind. She's a very protective woman, and she's always made the choice to keep me private. So I was like, do what you want to do. And I'm always proud of her, always. I don't watch her show, thank God, Quincy confirmed. But I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed of her at all. I just don't watch any Bravo franchises. And according to reports, Sonia is always active in the parents' community, was always at her boarding school, at Quincy's boarding school, and always made donations. And John Adams was never on that list or recognized or anything like that. So she's a good mom with a good heart, but she should have gone for Trump. It's not too late, girl.
She's too late.
Come for him.
Everyone is Trump-cessed now.
Yeah. Everyone. Now she'll just seem like she's hopping on the bandwagon.
Oh my God.
Okay, so we've reached the ends of our deep dive on Sonia Morgan. Let us know if you're enjoying these. You can reach out to us on Bravo_breakdowns on Instagram or TikTok if you have a request for a deep dive you want. Next week, we are going to get back to our coverage of Salt Lake City. We're going to be covering all 3 parts of the reunion with a very special, very funny comedian guest who was even a writer for Pod Save America. So big stuff in the works. Reach out to us, follow us on YouTube to watch the video versions of these, because at the end, we always show our boobs. Showing them right now. You guys are missing it if you're listening to the audio. And of course, we end every episode with an oral exam. That's a 1-minute verbal essay on a pop culture topic of your choice that starts with, in this essay, I will prove. Right. Michelle, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this is Michelle Baber's oral exam, and her time starts now.
In this essay, I will prove that Ryan Murphy is a complete piece of shit. He's a demented old bat. 2 years ago, this motherfucker said... that he was going to do a show. What was his, like, what's the stupid show that he does where it's like, Feud. Yeah. He was going to do Feud, and he announced two different feuds. He was going to do a feud about Prince Charles and Diana. That didn't fucking happen. And then he said he was going to do a feud about John, JFK Jr. and about Carolyn Bessette. Oh. And that didn't fucking happen. And we got this weird one with the Swans, which was like, I guess, kind of a feud with like the Swans and Truman Capote. But girl, be so for real. Ryan, you're a piece of shit. We could have really done something here with John and Carolyn Bessette. We need this. We need. How has there not been any movies about this woman? Like, I don't understand. She's incredible. And yeah, he once again fumbled the bag, and he's a demented old bat time.
My thing is like, first of all, it was really cruel to tease you because you've been wanting Carolyn Bessette, the real story, explored for so long. You love her in articles, being great to her in Wedding.
Every 6 months, I read the same Vanity Fair article about her.
Cheating with an underwear model the whole time.
Doing cocaine. Being an executive at Calvin Klein.
I hate how families think that, like, this stuff will, like, besmirch the reputation of, where it's like, oh, you know, like Audrey Hepburn's family is like, no, she didn't have an eating disorder. She just starved herself when she was a kid. Yeah. Like, and then
she saved herself from Nazis or so. Guys,
calm down. Oh, and it's like, Carolyn Bessette, it doesn't make her any less iconic that she was emotionally disturbed. If anything, it makes her way more iconic.
It makes her so cool that she's like,
Princess Diana.
And then she, like, yelled at the most beloved man in the world because he was stupid, and she was like, you're dumb, and he wasn't dumb, he just had dyslexia. Actually, he famously failed the New York bar exam like 3 times.
Oh my gosh, very shame-coded.
Yes, and he went to Yale. He went to Yale, and he studied drama, like he studied theater, and his mom's like, oh no, you're going to be a lawyer. That's my famous
classic Jackie O.
Doesn't that sound just like Jackie O?
You're going to be a lawyer.
You're going to be a lawyer.
Oh, that's pretty good. Not bad. Don't do a Chappaquiddick.
Chappaquiddick. That's what you say when you want somebody to stop something. Chappaquiddick. By that, I'm going to murder you and get away with it, allegedly. Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, it's so funny because actually me and Tyler today were talking about how Feud with Betty and Joan, it was like apparently like the best one of the feuds.
Oh, yeah,
but it's completely inaccurate, where it's like really they weren't jealous of each other. They just had different working styles. It was way more of like, and he made it kind of like a more misogynist, like women pitted against each other thing, when it was like Betty just wanted way more creative control and Joan wanted to show up and do the work.
Right. But I still don't like Ryan Murphy's
choices. I don't like him either.
Also that he's like worked with Emma Roberts so many times and she's a Republican. Blech.
She's a Republican?
And she's like abusive.
She has hit Evan Peters. Yeah, I didn't know she was a Republican.
She's a Republican. She is an anti-vaxxer. I'd say all eyes on her, but I'd give her
all eyes away. Down. Yeah.
All eyes away, just 2 thumbs down facing her.
Loving Luann will not save you, Emma Roberts. Making eggs la Francais will not save you. Because you know what? No. You're not a good actor.
She's like heinous to people.
I'm going to wear a t-shirt that says Emma and be photographed in it.
I was like, that is a publisher deep cut. Nobody knows what that means. You are normal.
Yeah, you need to Google A-L-O-W Vera, V-E-R-A, and take the go in the Julia Wayback Roberts. Machine yes. to Julia Roberts
Even when you see it, you're like, wait, what is she? Fuck? Yeah, because the girl's name was Vera.
Yeah, okay, let me just do my oral exam about this to explain to people.
Yeah,
okay.
The people.
In this essay, I will prove I first knew as a child what a monster Julia Roberts was. First, it was when after she'd won for Erin Brockovich, came back the next year and was awarding Best Actor. She opens the envelope and says, I love my life. Denzel Washington. I was like, okay, bitch, way to make this about you. Like, also, you know, like, not about, you know, this black man winning an Oscar when Oscars have famously been like way too white, and still somehow you make it about like, remember that we're in a movie together and I think he's so handsome. Like, what the fuck, bitch? I felt the same way about Adrian Brody. But then Julia really went a bridge too far. And this is actually where she lost the public and the title of America's Sweetheart, and her career fell off, is that she was dating Danny Motor, a cinematographer who had an ex-wife and kid. His ex-wife name was Vera, and she wasn't giving the divorce stuff done in the time that Miss Roberts would like. So she wrote in Sharpie on a shirt, A low L O W Vera, the name of the ex-wife, as a pun on aloe vera, and called the paparazzi on herself so that she would send a message to the mother of his child that she's a bitch. And that was, what I don't know what's more unforgivable.
The Sharpie
or the pun, but they both offend me deeply.
Big flop. And actually, Emma Roberts probably learned everything she ever, like, she learned everything from Julia.
100p. That said, I love Julia's films.
Actually, you know what? Presence. Ryan Murphy, you fucking piece of shit. The only way that I'll ever forgive you for not
get Julia Roberts in a feud.
No, get her. I need to see the feud with aloe vera.
Yeah. At least like a movie. A TV movie. American Horror Story, Aloe Vera.
Yeah, Aloe Vera. Starring Emma Roberts.
Give it to us. All right, we love you guys. See you next week for SLC.
Boobs.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdowns.